Today's daf is Vachem Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new perek, the fourth perek of Maseches Vachem, perek Be'Shamay, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amid Be. So, perek Be'Shamay in the world of Kachin has an asterisk next to it as being from the more Lamdish Aprakim. The topic of perek Be'Shamay is a continuation of the topic of the previous 3 prakim. As a result, it really needs no introduction. Zok the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Yoimrim, Beis Shammai says, Kol anitonim al mizbeach achitzoy. Any carbon whose blood had to be put on the mizbeach achitzoy, shen nosnim b'matona achas, where the blood was put on the mizbeach achitzoy, but only one matana, only one zrika, kiper, the halacha is, b'dieved, the bala carbon is going to attain kapar, ubechatas. However, when it comes to a carbon chatas that had to be put on the mizbeach achitzoin, there it's ma'akev that there be at least shtei matanos, 2 zrikas. Beis Shammai says, av chatas, even when it comes to the carbon chatas, whose blood had to be put on the mizbeach achitzoin, shenos na matan achas, where only 1 zrika was done, kiper, that would be enough in order for there to be kapar. So we know that when it came to karbonos, not all of the zrikos, quote unquote, were created equally. We'll see in the course of today's daf, there were times that the blood had to be spritzed. Zrika, miloshen, it had to be a long-range shot. There were times where the mitzvah was to do shvicha, to stand literally on top of the mizbeach. There was a concept of mitzoy, different ways to get the blood onto the mizbeach. Additionally, different karbanos required a different minyan, a different amount of zrikas, all of which are detailed in Eizeu Mekayman Shel Zvachim. Series of mishnayos, which are in the 5th perek of Masech Tzvachim that we will Be'ezer Hashem get to. Beis Shammai introduces our perek by telling us that even though you find with regards to different karbonos that you need this amount of zrikas and that amount of zrikas, but nekoytai klol biyotcha, in the event that the dam is going down mizbeach achitzoin, then for all karbonos other than achatos, 1 zrika gets the kapara for the bala carbon. Everything else is extra credit. When it comes to the chatas that was put on the mizbeach achitzoin, then shtei matanos. Beisul argues, Beisul says that even the chatas, meaning all karbonis that were put on the mizbeach achitzoin, shenosna matana achas, once 1 zrika is done, keep it, that's going to be enough. Says the Mishnah, lefichach, this is where it starts getting lomdish already. There are some practical nafkaminas, lahalacha, based on this. Meaning, im nosa nasarishani kitikna, in the event that the kohen did the 1st zrika kitikna, and then he messed up on the 2nd one. He messed up so terribly. He did it with a machshav chutz lezmane, with a machshav as pigel keeper. The halach is, you're going to get kapar. Now it's poshet that when the Mishnah says lefichach, zok Rashi, it is referring to shitas beis hillel and shitas beis shammai for all karbonos other than achatas. Meaning lefichach, being that all you have to do is 1 good zrika. So if you do 1 zrika and then afterwards in the 2nd zrika you have a machsheves pigel keeper, the halach is that it's going to be kosher. Why? Because once you did the good zrika, at that point you already tain kapar. Now according to beis shammai, that achatas needs 2 zrikos. Well, then if on the 2nd zrika you messed up, you had a machshava chutz lezmane, obviously it's not going to be okay. Another lefichach, meaning another halacha that derives from this, in the event that the kohen would do the 1st zrika with a machshava chutz lezmane, the esashniyah chutz lezmane, and then he would do the 2nd zrika with a machshava chutz lezmane, the halacha is pigel, it would be a regular bona fide pigel, v'chayov and all of karis, it would be chayiv karis. What's the chiddush here? Because we know that the only time there's a din pigel for chutz lezmane is if it was a kosher, a carbon, other than the machshavas pigel. So for example, if one avoida was done with a machshava of chutz lezmane, machshavas pigel, and the other one was done chutz lezmane, or chatas v'pesach shalei lishma, maybe machshavas hinuach, if it was done with a different type of machshava, so then, even though there was a machshavas pigel, it wouldn't be a chutz lezmane. Well, when it comes to all karbonis aliba de beis hillel, and all karbonos, with the exception of the chatos, aliba de beis shammai, that only 1 zrika is makif. So if that 1 zrika was done in a bad way, it was done with a machshava of chutz lezmane, even if the next machshava was done also in a bad way, which ordinarily would be oiker, the pigle, from the first avoida, because now it wasn't karvo kamatira, it wasn't katzos, kosher kachatzos, puzzle, right? Now you don't have everything perfect other than the machshavas pigle. It doesn't matter. You're still going to be chayv karas if you eat from the bosom of this carbon. And the reason is because once the first matana was done properly, keeper, and what happens after that is just extra credit. It has no ability to impact the status of the actual carbon. Says the Mishnah Vayta, kol ani tana malabas be'chapnimi. What about a carbon whose dam had to go on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? So most bloods of carbonus went on the Mizbeach HaChitza, but there was some that went on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. It's very clear that the Machlokes B'Sham B'Sil that we're talking about up until this point is regarding Kol HaNitonim al Mizbeach HaChitza. Says the Mishnah, now what about if the dam is supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? So there the Mishnah says, all carbonus that go on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Shem Chiser Achas Min HaMatonos, where even one of the Matonos are missing, so regardless of how many Matonos you have to have, if the Torah prescribes a certain amount of matanis, you have to do all of them. And if one of them is missing, ki'ilu loy kiper, it's as if you didn't get kapara, lefichach, it's for that reason, nasan kulon ketiknan. If all of the zrikas were done properly, ve'achash loy ketiknan, only one of them was done improperly, psula, the carbon's going to be puzzle, because if you mess up by even one of the zrikas, it's going to be an issue. But ve'im by karis, it's not going to be karis. And the chiddush of that last word is ve'im by karis, because in order for there to be karis, it's not enough that you had a machshava of chutzlazmane. Has to be chutzlazmane, because that's the only time that there would even be karis. But that you had a machshava chutzlazmane by one of the zrikas, you would have to have it by all of the zrikas. What's the reason for this? This is based on a big shaila known as the sugya of mefaglim b'chatzi mater, right? That's a big machloikis tanon. Mefaglim b'chatzi mater or im mefaglim b'chatzi mater. If somebody would have a machsheves pigle while he was doing an avoida, but not while he was doing the entire avoida, while he was doing chatzi of the avoida, would that create pigle? Would that not create pigle? It would for sure be a problem. The question is, on the level of chorus, would it create a pigle or not? And what the Mishnah is saying is that being that all the zrikas are ma'akav when it comes to Nitonim al Mizbeach HaPnimi, if you have a machshav of chutzlazmani by one of those rikas, puzzle, because one of those rikas wasn't done properly, so for sure it's going to be an issue. Above the aim by karis, and the reason is because aim mefagl mechatzi matter. The only time you can create pigle on the carbon is if you do it by the gansa matter, and being that you did it by only one of those rikas, that one of those rikas is a proverbial chatzi matter. Again, it's a whole sugya coming up, and it's for that reason there is not going to be karis. Either way, the Gemara now is going to begin, and really, with a little bit of digression, be malava us until the end of the daf, which is the two dots about 12 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, is going to discuss what is the makar to this idea that even though the Torah prescribes a certain amount of matonois, a certain amount of zrikas that you have to do when you bring a carbon, but kol anitonim al mizbeach hachitzon shenosnim b'matona achas kiper, you have a nuanced machloikis between Beisham and Beisil, is that true even for the chatos? But generally speaking, they're in agreement. And that is that even though the Torah says shtein shein arba v'chulu, if you do one zrika, that in and of itself is going to be enough. L'chura, it's something that you would think requires a makar. And the topic of the daf is, what is that makar? Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanu, we begin with a price. So, minayin l'nitonin al mizbeach hachitzon shenosnam b'matona achashe kiper. So the price is head on addressing this question. Talmud Loimra says the price. So the pasuk says, V'dam zivachecha yishafech. So this pasuk is one of the psukim that are tucked away in Mishneh Torah, no less. Dvarim Perek Yudei is pasuk of Zayin that talks about kachim. So primarily the laws of kachim are mentioned in Torah's kayanim. But we know that sprinkled in the Torah there are psukim that teach us some very important halachas regarding Torah's kayanim. This is one of them. The pasuk says as follows. We have to read it from the top. V'asisa oiloi secha habaseh v'hadam al mizbach Hashem alikech. So we're talking about a carbon oil. V'dam zivachecha yishofech al mizbach Hashem alikecha v'habasar toichel. And you should take the dam of your carbon, you should pour it on the mizbeach v'habasar toichel, and then, and by the way, Chazal Darshan, only then v'habasar toichel would you be allowed to eat the basar. But says the Braisa that from the fact that the Torah says v'dam zivachecha yishofech b'loshin yachid, Yishofek Rashi says, Shvicha achas mashma, one pouring. We learn from here that when it comes to the Karban Oilo, and really the Dam Zvachecha, when it comes to all Karbanis, as long as you do one Shvicha, as long as you do one Zrika, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So it's true, there are places where the Torah seems to suggest you have to do multiple Zrikas. Rashi says, for example, by the Karban Oilo, the Torah says that you had to do the Zrika Saviv Lamizbeach. What does Saviv sound like? You have to make your rounds, right? You have to do it by the two corners, Stein Shein Arba. But the point is that here the Torah says Shvicha Achas. Here the Torah says just do one Zrika. Hoketzad. Yeah, l'chatchila, there's a certain amount of zrikas that you're supposed to do, but at the same time, how do you know that that would be enough? Talmud loymer v'dam zvachecha yishofech ha-shvicha achas would be okay. Is it true that this pasuk v'dam zvachecha yishofech, which again, it's tucked away in Dvarim Yud Beis, it's clearly coming to teach me something, but is it true that this is the halacha that it's coming to teach me? We need it to teach me another halacha that was already taught in a brayse. In other words, this pasuk would seem to be taken. It's not available anymore, the Joshua. So what's this other price? How do you know that all the bloods, what do you mean all the bloods, Rashi, shall color carbonis? How do you know that the damim of all the different carbonis require that its shirayim should be poured on the yisoid? So we know that one of the avoidis that were done with the carbon was shvicha shirayim. It's interesting, the Torah mentions shvicha shirayim more than once, but every time that the Torah mentions shvicha shirayim, the Torah is talking about a carbon chatas, the chatas nasi, the chatas yachid. You saw some of those psukim very recently in the daf, but it's always talking about a carbon chatas. The Torah never mentioned shvicha shirayim regarding the carbon other than a chatas. And the Braisa knew that the Messiah was that the shvicha shirayim was done by all carbonis. Question is, mechdesi, maybe it's a din that's unique to a chatas. There's so many dinim that are unique to the chatas. Maybe the shvicha shirayim was also unique to the chatas. So says the Braisa, how do I know that all the dan of all the karbanos also require shvicha shirayim? Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, v'dam zivachecha yishafech, zivachecha, all your karbanos yishafech miloshin shvicha shirayim. That's how I know it. But either way, Tainas the Gemara, I can't use v'dam zivachecha yishafech to teach me that only once because makav, I needed to teach me shvicha shirayim b'shar karbanos. Sok the Gemara, nafkalei midirebi. The Tana the Braisa that learns from the dam zvachecha yishofech that one zrika and only one zrika is ma'akev, he's going to learn shvicha shirayim b'shar karbonis, not from the dam zvachecha yishofech, right? You can't double dip. So bal karchach, he's going to have to learn it from somewhere else. What's that somewhere else? It's also a braisa. The author of the braisa is Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Yomi Rebbe said, it says, v'hanishar Badam Yimotze. Now this pasuk is talking about the chatas oif and clearly addressing the shirayim of the chatas oif. So any leftover dam after the hazah that was done with the chatas oif, says the Torah, Yimotze al yisoid amazbeach chatasu. You have to do mitzoy, some form of getting the blood out of the oif, and you do it on the yisoid of the mizbeach, meaning it's some form of shvicha shirayim. So there was an idea of shvicha shirayim even when it came to a chatas oif. And again, what does the pasuk say? V'hanishar badam yimotze al yisoid ha-mizbeach chatasi. Said Rebbe, she'in tam olemir badam. The Torah did not have to say the word badam. Uma tam olemir badam? Why did the Torah say the word badam? Now just to appreciate why the Torah didn't have to say the word badam, because it says it one line earlier. V'hizom bidam ha-chatas al kira mizbeach v'hanishar badam. Obviously, v'hizam idam achatas al kira mizbeach v'hanishar yimotzi al yisoid mizbeach achatasu. Torah doesn't have to say the word badam twice, literally in one breath. So why did it say it a second time? Officially, the madam el nitan matan dalit to the matan dam liyisoid. The only time you find this concept of shvicha shirayim is by matan dalit, also known as achatas shar dam iminayin. How do you know the other bloods, meaning the bloods of the other kabbalists that they also require a shvicha shirayim tamal loymer? For that reason, the Torah said v'hanishar badam yimotzi. A little redundant. Chain tamal loymer badam mat. To teach me that all damen require shvicha shirayim. But the bottom line is, the Tana that learns from the dam zvachecha yishofech, that nitonim amazbech achitzoin, shen nosta b'matona achas kiper, isn't that needed to teach me shvicha shirayim b'shar karbonis? No, because he knows shvicha shirayim b'shar karbonis from somewhere else. V'hanishar badam, that word badam is actually yimotzei el yisoid ha-mizbeach, to teach me that it's going to be true for other damim as well. But the Gemara continues. V'akati l'hachi hudas. It's true that dam zvachecha yishofech is coming to teach me this halacha that only one zrika is ma'akav mi boy. Look at the Tanya. I need it for another b'risa. So we mentioned in the very, very brief introduction to the daf that not all zrikas were created equally. One of the differences that you'll find being Zrika Lazrika, is that sometimes the Torah says, take the dam and throw it, long range, and sometimes the Torah says, take the dam and pour it, which is mashma that you're going to be very, very close. This Beraisa, and really this next Gemara is going to address, what would be if somebody took the dam of a carbon where the Torah says, do a Zrika, and he did a Shvicha? Or someone took the dam of a carbon where the Torah says, do a Shvicha, and he did a Zrika. So says the Beraisa, how do I know, l'nitanim b'zrika, where the Torah says you're supposed to do a Zrika, she'nosnam b'shvicha, and you instead went ahead and did a Shvicha, yotza, then you're going to be done. Talmudoymer, it says, v'dam zvachecha yishofich, agishmak yidrasha. Dam zvachecha is mashmo all of the Zvachim, all the karbanos, yishafech. You could always do a shvicha. But the bottom line is, I see from here that shvicha always works. And even when the Torah says rika, it's still going to be okay to do a shvicha. I know from the dam zvachach yishafech. So again, how could I learn matana achas from the dam zvachach yishafech? L'chur, I needed to teach me this halacha, says the Gemara, savalak Rabbi Akiva. It's not a kasha, because I'll tell you that the Tan of this braisa that uses the dam zvachach yishafech to teach me one zrika, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, the Omar, who holds lo zrika b'chal shvicha, v'lo shvicha b'chal zrika. Rabbi Akiva argues with this whole premise. Rabbi Kiva holds, if the Torah says Rika, it's Rika. And if the Torah says Shvicha, it's Shvicha. And Zrika is not Bechal Shvicha, just like Shvicha is not Bechal Zrika. What's the Makar to this, Rabbi Akiva? So it's a Geshmak Makar. The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah, and the end of Masechtas, Psoch, Birech, Birchas HaPesach, Potter Shel Zevach. Shel Zevach, Loi Potter as HaPesach. So the context over here is the Karban Pesach and the Chagigas Yudalit, which we've seen a lot about already, that was brought together with the Karban Pesach. Now a Yid sits down and he's Praving the Lel Aseid Bezman Shavei Samikdash Hayakayim. So he has not just all the different minim and the Shulchan Aruch, but he also has the highlight of the meal. He had the Karban Pesach and he had the Chagigas Yudalit, and he has to make a bracha, right? He has to make a bracha on mitzvahs on eating the Chagigas Yudalit and on eating the Karban Pesach. So says the Mishnah, Birach Brichas HaPesach. If he made a Brichas HaPesach, Poter Shel Zevach. But the Eved, it patters the Birchas HaMitzvahs that you have to make for the Chagigas Yudalit. Shel Zevach, if you make the bracha on the Chagigas Yudalit, loy pater as a Pesach. It would not pater the Pesach. Tivri Rabbi Shmuel. Azoy halt Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Birchas HaPesach patters the Birchas HaZevach, but the Birchas HaZevach does not patter the Birchas HaPesach. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, loy zu pater rezu, loy zu pater rezu. That no, the Birchas HaPesach doesn't patter the Birchas HaZevach, and the Birchas HaZevach doesn't patter the Birchas HaPesach. What's the machloikis? So Rashi, quoting the Gemara, Masechtas Pesachim, says, the machloikis is this shayla. The machloikis is, do we say that Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha, or Zrika is not Bechlal Shvicha? The Chagigas Yudalit required a Zrika. The Karban Pesach required a Shvicha. Rabbi Yishmol holds that Zrika is Bechal Shvicha. Being that you can do the Pesach Diga Zrika for the Chagigas Yudalit, that means on some level the Chagigas Yudalit has a Shaychis to the Pesach. If it has a Shaychis to it, mitzad avodasoi, it could have a sheiches mitzad brachasoi as well. And we're going to take a leap and we're going to say that if you make the brach on the Pesach, it has the ability to pater the zevach. Why? Because they're meshach sheichi lahadadi. We're so, they have the same zrika. No, they don't, but b'dieved they could have the same zrika. Meaning, the Pesach dege zrika would work for a zevach, therefore the brach on the Pesach is going to work for the zevach as well. However, shvicha is not bechlal zrika, it doesn't work the other way. Meaning, if you would go ahead and do a zrika for the Karban Pesach, that would not be okay. Therefore, if you make the brach on the Chagigas Yudalit, it's not going to patter the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Akiva holds, loy zu pay terezu, loy zu pay terezu, because Rabbi Akiva holds, loy zrika bechlal shvicha, loy shvicha bechlal zrika. They're fundamentally different karbonis, mitzad to oifen of how the dam was supposed to arrive on the Mizbeach. And it's for that reason, says Rabbi Akiva, as it shtels the chayis regarding the karbon, the brach is, one would not be up to pat the other. But the bottom line is, all we need is Shita's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a Shita that Zrika is not Bechal Shvicha. If that's the case, he obviously doesn't learn from the Dam Zvachecha Yishofech that you could do a Shvicha for all Karbonis. It's extra to teach me that one Zrika in and of itself is going to be okay. But the Gemara is still not happy. Akati Lahachi Huda Asa. Could you still say? Meaning, I don't need Vedam Zvachecha Yishofech to teach me Shvicha Shirayim. I don't need Vedam Zvachecha Yishofech to teach me that Zrikos Bechal Shvicha. But I need it for something else. For another price of Chidetanya. Rabbi Yishmael Oimer. Rabbi Yishmael Zavitoich Shenemar. It says in the Torah. Now this next pasuk we need to see carefully because it is going to be the topic of the rest of the daf. So the pasuk is in Bamidbar. Yud Ches Yud Zayin. Again, another Kachem Diga pasuk that's not in Teres Koinim. That's tucked away. It says as follows. Ach Bechor Shor. Oy bechor kesef, oy bechor eis, loy sifte, kodeshet. So the Torah is talking about a bechor, right? What's the halach of a bechor? You take it and you give it to the kohen has to bring it as a carbon. The only time the kohen brings it as a carbon is if it's a tamim, if it doesn't have a mum, in the event that it develops a mum, so it's known as a bechor bal mum. The halach of a bechor bal mum is that the kohen's allowed to keep it for himself and he's allowed to eat it. For that reason, the kohanim were chashed always when it came to determining whether something is a mum or not a mum, because I chapped a big nafkamina for all their bechors. Do I have to take my bechor and bring it as a carbon, in which case I'm going to pay some serious taxes, right? Not all of it is going to go to me. Or do I get to keep the whole thing? Could I just have it for dinner tonight? Big nafkamina. But the point is that the Torah says that the bechor had to be given to the kohen. The bechor of which animal? So it's the three animals that allowed to go on the mizbech. Bechor shor, oy bechor kesef, oy bechor reis. The Torah says that in addition to the general kachem diga halachas that relate to the bechor, there's some unique ones. Number one, loy sifte. Not allowed to be poida. There's an issa to ever be poida bechor. Kodeshein, their kodesh, as domam tizrek al mizbech, their blood was spritzed on the mizbech, ves chelbam takter, take their chelav and be makter on the mizbech, ishe l'reach nichayach l'ashem, meaning this is a regular carbon that's going to tuoif a reach nichayach. So it says Rabbi Shmuel in this price, so that it says in the Torah regarding the bechor, ach bechor shor, oy bechor kesef, oy bechor eis, v'goymer. We know what the v'goymer is. Specifically, the part of the v'goymer we need is as domam tizroik ala mizbeach ves chelbam takten. We know from this pasuk the bechor shetam matan domam v'emur l'gam mizbeach. We know from here that a bechor needed a zrika and needed aktar in the mizbeach. This is the makar that's what you were supposed to do with the bechor. Meiser pesach minayin. How do you know that it's true for a meiser and pesach? Meiser obviously meaning meiser behema, right? Not meiser dogon tiroish v'yitzer. But meiser behema also was a carbon and the Pesach, we know it was a carb. How do you know that there too, the halacha was that you had to take the dam and put it on the mizbech, and you had to take the emur and put it on the mizbech? Now, this may come as news, but it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Mefurish that the dam and the emurim of a ma'isa behema and of a carbon Pesach go on the mizbech. So how do I know that it's true even for those karbanas? Talmud Loimar says Rabbi Yishmol, it says in the Torah, V'dam zivachecha yishofech, it's extra, it's lerabois, the Meiser and the Pesach, that they're going to be included as well. But the bottom line is, Simdritinmul, Vedam Zvachecha Yishofich, would seem to be taken, says the Gemara. Again, it's not schwer. You know why? Because the Tan of our Brisa that learned from Vedam Zvachecha Yishofich only once Rika, some of the Krabi Yosei Aglili. He also, Krabi Yosei Tanya, we learned to the Brisa, Rabbi Aglili, Rabbi Aglili said, Dama Igloi Nema Elo Dama. When the Torah talks about the Bechar and its Dam and Emurim needing to go on the Mizbeach, it doesn't say domoy tizrik al mizbech, it says domam. It doesn't say chelboy, it says chelba. Right? Chelboy lo yinemar el chelba. Nime, you know, we learn from there. Al pcheru meiser u pesach, she ta'un matan domi ve'imurim legavim mizbech. That Lashon Rabbim is coming to be married with something that I wouldn't have known maybe his dam and emurim going to mizbech. What is that? It's referring to the Meiser and the Pesach. But the bottom line is that we have another drasha for how I know that the Meiser and the Pesach go on the Mizbech. I don't need Dam Zvachecha Yishofich for that. And if I don't need Dam Zvachecha Yishofich for that, I can use Dam Zvachecha Yishofich to teach me once, Rika. So let's just hit the pause button because now the Gemara is going to digress on this last machloikis between Rabbi Yishmol and Rabbi Yosegli. So what do we have here? The Mishnah said, Kol ani tana ma'mazbeach achis and shenasim ma'atana achas kiper. Machloik is b'sham b'sol, whether it's true for the carbon chatas also, or if it's not true for the carbon chatas. So Gemara brings a b'ray, so what's the makar to it? It says, v'dam zvachech yishofech, dvarim yudbeis, extra pasuk, seemingly tucked away. It's coming to be marba something. Yeah, it's coming to be marba. Yishofech shvicha achas mashma, that even one zrika b'di'evet al kaponim is going to be okay. And the Gemara asks three kashas, if you do the recap. Really, three kashas. Number one, v'dam zvachech yishofech is teaching me one zrika. I needed to teach me shvicha shirayim b'shar karbonos. It only says it by chatas. How do I know b'shar karbonos? So the Gemara says, atana this price and no shvicha shirayim b'shar karbonos from the hanisha v'adam yimotze, that it says by the chatas toif. Another kasha was that I need v'dam zvachech yishofech to teach me that zrika is b'chlal shvicha. That wherever the Torah says, do a zrika, if you do a shvicha, it's gonna be okay. Zok the Gemara, the atana this price holds it.
not going to be okay. It's Machloikis Shnuya. It's Machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel is the one who holds that, and he taka learns it from Vedam Zvachach Yishafich. But the Tana describes it holds like Rabbi Akiva, lo yizrika b'chal shvicha, lo yishvicha b'chal zrika, and as a result, it's just not even true. So obviously, if he holds like Rabbi Akiva, that's not a kasha. And finally, don't I need Vedam Zvachach Yishafich to teach me that there's a din zrika and a din haktara when it comes to the Maisa Behema and the Karban Pesach, which is not mentioned before in the Torah, says the Gemara. Yeah, it's true. There is a mandama that learns that from Vedam Zvachach Yishafich. That man, the Amar, is Rabbi Shmuel. We have to pay attention to the names here. Stating that, there's another Shita, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who learned it from the Parsha of Bechar, because when the Torah says that the Bechar is Dam, and the Bechar is the Mumra, have to go on the Mizbeach, the Torah mysteriously used the Lashon Rabbim, Domam Tizrei Kala Mizbeach, Chelbam Tektar. Why the Lashon Rabbim? It's the rabbis, the Meiser and the Pesach. If that's the case, I don't need to learn it from Vedam Zvachach Yishafich. What's Vedam Zvachach Yishafich teaching me? It's teaching me that Matana Achas in and of itself is going to be okay. Says the Gemara, if you're holding Cheshbon, in the three kashas that the Gemara asked on how could you use Vedam Zvachach Yishafich for Matana Achas, don't I need it for other things? Two of those other drushes were none other than Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is the one who learns from Vedam Zvachach Yishafech, Zrikas Bechal Shvicha. And Rabbi Shmuel is the one that learns from Vedam Zvachach Yishafech that Pesach and Meiser also go on the Mizbech. Read the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel. Haikram, Mapikle Lahachi, Mapikle Lahachi. The Gemara gives the best answer to this kasha. Right? Tre Tanoi, Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael. You could always say two Tanoim, Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael, and Chanami to steer Rabbi Yishmael. But the Muslim two Tanoim had different Messiahs. Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael. Can't be Rabbi Yishmael held both. But one time I held Rabbi Yishmael held this, another time I held Rabbi Yishmael held that, and that's how you reconcile it. So now the Gemara is really going to do a little bit of a deep dive, nothing too intimidating, on the machloikis between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What is the makar that Meiser and Pesach had to go on the Mizbech? Again, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Meiser, Behem, Dam, or Emurim go on the Mizbech, or that the Pesach, Dam, Emurim have to go on the Mizbech. Right, think of Pesach Mitzrayim. They didn't even have a Mizbech. So it was a whole different type of Avodah. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that that's what you're supposed to do with the Dam, and that's what you're supposed to do in the Emurim. Stating that, everybody knows it's in Ezel Mekoyman. Of course, the Meiser and the Pesach end up going on the Mizbech. Side the Dam and side the Emurim. The question is, what's the Mekar? Rabbi Yishmael learns it from the Dam Zvachach Yishafich. Rabbi Yosef Aglili learns it from the Lashon Rabbim. Domam Tizrek Alam Mizbeach, Ves Chelbam Takter, Ishe Lireach Nichayach Lashem. Before we start, what does Rabbi Yishmael do with the Lashon Rabbim that the Torah says in the parish of Bechar? Meaning, what's the Pshutai Shal Mikra of the Lashon Rabbim that the Torah says regarding Bechar? The answer is Pasha. Read the Pasuk. The Pasuk starts off, Ach Bechor Shor, Oy Bechor Kesef, Oy Bechor Eiz, Loy Sifte Ki Koidish Hain, Lashon Rabbim. What's Hain? The Bechor of the Shor, or the Bechor of the Kesef, or the Bechor of the Eiz. As Domam, their blood, what does it mean, their blood? The Bechor of the Shor, the Bechor of the Kesef, Bechor of the Eiz, Tizrak Alam Mizbech, Ves Chalbam, and their Chalab, again, the Bechor of the Shor, the Bechor of the Kesef, Bechor of the Eiz. Takte Ishe, the Reach, Nichayach Lashem. By the way, the next Pasuk says, Ubesaram, and all their Basar, Yielach, should be yours, Kechazei Atnufo, Keshoi Kayamim, Lechoyi. But Patch this, the Lashon Rabbim means the Bechor Shor, or Bechor Kesef, or Bechor Eis. And it's Poshet that that's the way Rabbi Yishmael understood the Pasuk. Rabbi Yossi Aglili didn't like that Pshat in the Pasuk. He felt there's a drush over here. That even though in Pshutai Shal Mikra, in Oymik Pshutai Shal Mikra, that is what the Pasuk is saying. But at the same time, Rabbi Yossi Aglili still felt there's a diak to be had over here. Monster dick to learn from here that the Maisveim and the Pesach, it's Dam and it's Emurim, end up going on the Mizbech. Okay, so with that obvious thought in mind, says the Gemara, Bishlami the Rabbi Yishmael, Bishlami according to Rabbi Yishmael, Demoikim lo kule bibchar, who learns that the entire Pasuk of Bechar is talking about the Bechar, right? It's not Marba Meiser and Pesach from the parish of the Bechar. Everything in the parish of Bechar is talking about the Bechar. I the Lashon Rabbim, yeah, that's the Bechar Shor, or Bechar Kesef, or Bechar Eis. I know the Chesef, I understand the next Pasuk that says, Ubisar. Yielach, right? The next pasuk is Upsarim Yielach Kechaziat Tnufa Keshoyik Hayam Luchayir. What's the Upsarim Lashon Rabbim? The Basar of the Bechar Shor, or Bechar Kesef, or Bechar Eis. Meaning, just like the Domam and the Chelbam is of the Bechar Sharei Kesef Hayez, so to the Besaram is of the Bechar Sharei Bechar Kesef Bechar Yez. El Rav Yosef Aglidi Moikile Nami B'Maiser Pesach. But according to Rav Yosef Aglidi, who didn't like that Pshutei Shal Mikra, he feels there's a drasha to be had over here, and Dama must be coming to be Marba Maiser and Pesach, and Chaba must be coming to be Marba Maiser and Pesach. Well, what's Besaram coming to be Marba, right? Ubsaram Yeloch with regards to the Meiser and the Pesach, what's the problem with that? Because Meiser and Pesach, faith in Gemara, Baila Machli Le, it actually didn't go to the Kohen. Ubsarim Yeloch means to the Kohen, and it's not true. Because the Basar of the Meiser Behemoth, the Basar of the Pesach, was eaten by the Baila. Right, Meiser Behemoth, the Baila got to eat. That's the Chiddush of that garment. Pesach was eaten by the Chabura. But the point is, it wasn't handed over to the Kohen. So the Chayra, Ubsarim Yeloch, should be a Giloi to Rabbi Shmuel's understanding of the pasuk in Damam and Chelbam, not like Rabbi Yosi Agli. In other words, how's Rabbi Yosi Agli going to understand Ubsarim Yelach? So the Gemara, my Ubsarim Yelach, you want to know what Rabbi Yosi Agli does with Ubsarim Yelach? Echad Tam, the Echad Balmor. It teaches me that the Basar of the Bechar goes to the Kohen, regardless of whether the Bechar is a Tam, meaning it doesn't have a Mum, or whether it's a Mum, Limeid. And this teaches us, Al Bechar Balmum, Shenitin Lekohen, that even the Bechar Balmum is given over to the Kohen, Shleim Matsinu Loi Bechala Terakulo, which is something you don't find anywhere in the Torah. That's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how to teach these words. Rashi teaches the words, Shaloi Matsinu Loi Bechala Terakulo, that we don't have a different Makar to this anywhere in the Torah. Meaning, there's a Messiah, this is the way it is. There is no other Makar. This is the Makar. Upsaram, Yeloch Echad Tam, Vechad Balmum. Tosfos says, Shaloi Matsinu Bechala Terakulo, doesn't mean there's no other Makar to this halacha. It means there's no comparable to this halacha. It's the only time you find that you're doing Epis and Avodah with even something that's a Balmum. But the bottom line is that Upsarim Yeloch is taken not the rabbis, Meiser Pesach. It's also not going back on Bechar Shore, Bechar Kesef, or Bechar Reis. Because if this was going back on Bechar Shore, Bechar Kesef, or Bechar Reis, then Domam and Chelbam would also have to be, and then it would undermine the whole Shitas Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rather, this is coming to teach me something else. This is coming to teach me Tam and Balmum. And just to explain this a little better, it's Poshit that Damam and Chelbam can't mean Echad Tam Ve'Echad Balmum, right? Because that's not true. You can't take a Balmum and put its Dam on the Mizbeach and Chelbam on the Mizbeach. So, as it relates to Damam and Chelbam, that's going to be Marba, Meiser, and Pesach, which makes sense. And as it relates to Psorim, that's going to be Marba, Tam and Balmum, which again makes sense. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, who doesn't darshin Dhammam, he doesn't darshan Chelbam, and for that matter, L'chayr wouldn't darshan Psarim either. So how does he know that a Bechar Balmum was given over to the Kohen, right? L'matsinu le'bechala teirakula, you need a Makar to it. So Rabbi Yisrael, he has the Makar of Psarim, but where's Rabbi Shmuel going to know it from? Nafkalei, he knows it from the end of that pasuk. It says, right, if there's ever been extra words, u'besarim yeh it says it literally twice. Yeloch and then lochayia. But it says it literally two times in the same breath. That extra ribo is coming to be marba, extra nesina. What's the extra nesina? Even if it's a balmum, you're supposed to go ahead and you're supposed to give it. Either way, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, it's learned out from the ubesarim yeloch of the resha. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's learned out from the Lechayiyya of the Sefer. Zokting Maravite. Bishlam, the Rabbi Yisag Lili. Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yisag Lili, the Michael on Nami. But Maisro Pesach, who learns that this Parsha Bechar, incredibly, is not only talking about the Bechar, it's talking about other Karbonos as well. Which other Karbonos? It's talking about the Maisro and the Pesach. Well, Hainu Dechsev, I understand that it says in the Pasuk, one of the dinim that I mentioned, is Loi Sifte Kodesh Hein. And we learn from these words, heim kraven, the ain tmurasan kraven, that they, the Bechar, has a din to be brought, and its tmura does not have a din to be brought. So let's just hit the pause button for 1 second, and let's preface this. So one of the subcategories of kachim is tmura. Tmura means where somebody is mafish a carbon and then he has seller's remorse. He regrets that this is the carbon that I chose to be my carbon. I should have picked the other one. And then he does what he's not allowed to do. He says, instead of this being the carbon, I want that to be the carbon. Thinking it is one thing, but actually being oisa tmura, now you're being over a lav in the Torah. And the Torah says, v'hayu hu utmurasa yeh kodesh. High level, the original carbon and the tmura both end up being kodesh. But there's a whole mesechta, literally, that governs the halachas of how you treat tmura. Now, as it relates to the tmura of the Bechor, the Maiser Behem, and the Pesach, which is what we need for our sugya. The halacha is one and the same. The halacha is that you can't be poida, any one of them, can't be poida the tmura of a Bechor, the tmura of a Maiser, and the tmura of a Behem. Stating that, whereas the underlying Bechor, Maiser, and Pesach go on the Mizbeach, the tmura of the Bechor, the tmura of the Maiser, and the tmura of the Pesach do not go on the Mizbeach. That's what we need to know. So what we need to know is that the tmura of these three Karbanos have Kedusha, so much so that the halach is loy sifte, it's included in this Isser Pidyon, they literally have Kedusha, but at the same time, whereas the original Karban, the authentic one, the first edition, that goes on the Mizbeach, the tmura does not go on the Mizbeach. Now, as it relates to the Makar, to this Klapi the Bukhar, it's learned down from these words, Loy Sifte Koy Deshem. Loy Sifte Koy Deshem teaches me, Heim Kraven Ve'ein Tmuras and Kraven. So, Loy Sifte means even the Tmura, but Koy Deshem, Heim Kraven Ve'ein Tmuras and Kraven. The Tmura doesn't go on the Mizbech. We don't know at first glance what the Makar is, that when it comes to Maisa Behemoth and Pesach, you're going to have that same halacha. So the Gemara is in a Cheshbe now. It's a little sussum, just the reading of the Gemara, but this is what the Gemara is trying to do. That Lechura, according to Rabbi Yosef Agli, that holds that the parasha of Bechor is not only talking about Bechor, but it's talking about Maisa Behemoth and Pesach as well. Well, whatever the Torah says regarding the Bechor is going to be true regarding the Maisa and the Pesach. So really, these words, Loi Sifta, Koidesh Heim, which teaches me, Heim Krev, Vengt Muras and Krev, regarding the Bechor, is going to teach me regarding the other Kabbalists as well. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, that the parasha of Bechor is only talking about Bechor, and all the Lashon Rabbims is the Bechor, Shar or the Bechor Kesef or the Bechor is. The Bechor, I don't have a Makar for that. I'm going to have to find the Makar. So again, with that in mind, says the Gemara, Bishlam the Rabbi Yisak Lili, Bishlam according to Rabbi Yisak Lili, the Maikin Loi Nami, B'Maisru Pesach, who learns that this Parsha Bechor is not only talking about Bechor, but it's talking about Maisru Pesach as well. Hainu Dechsev, now I understand the following. The Torah says, Loi Sifte, Koy Deshem, and we know from there, Hein Kraven, Ve'ein Tmuras and Kraven. Right? That is the drasha that Chazal took away from the words Koy Deshem. Vitnan, and we also know that we learned in a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is not surprisingly Mesachtes Tmura, Tmura Chav Aleph, Tmuras Bechor Umayser, as it relates to the Tmura of Bechor and Maiser, Hein Uvladan, Uvlad Vladan Ad Soiv Kala Oilam, Harei Hein Ke Bechor Umayser, Ve'yoichlu B'muman L'baylam. They're like the underlying Bechor and Maiser, that they're Nechel B'muman, but at the same time, they can't be brought. But now we also learned in the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shua said, Shamati she Tmuras Pesach, I heard regarding the Tmur of a Pesach that it's Kreva. I also heard the Tmuras Pesach ain't a Kreva. I heard sometimes it's ain't a Kreva. The ain't the Farish, I don't know how to be Mefarish. Now the good news is, we don't have to be Mefarishes right now, because it's not really our sugya. All we need is, that you see from these two Mishnayas, the first one, which was a Mishnah, Tmura Chafalaf, Amid Aleph, talking about the Tmur of a Bechor and a Maiser. The second one, which is talking about the Karban Pesach, is a Mishnah in Psachim. But from the three Mishnayos, what you see is that the Tmur of Bechor, the Tmur of Maiser Behemer, the Tmur of Pesach, were all not Karev. As it relates to Bechor and Maiser, was never Karev. As it relates to the Pesach, Shamati, Shatmur is Pesach, Krev, or Tmur is Pesach, ain't a Krev. At least sometimes it's not Karev. So what's the Bishloim? Again, the Gemara is not really explaining it so much. Sometimes the Gemara is like extra wordy, and sometimes the Gemara is being Mekayim, the Maimer of Chazal, La'olam Yishna Adam L'Talmidai B'Derech Ktzara. Over here we're being Mekayim, the latter. But either way, the point is that I know for a fact, says the Gemara, that the Tmura of a Bechor, the Tmura of a Maisa Behema, the Tmura of a Karban Pesach, at least sometimes is Ein Akrev. Like Rabbi Yishmael, I know the Makar to all of these halachas, which really are two Mishnayos. It's learned out from the fact that it says, Kodesh Heim, Heim Kraven, Ve'ein Tmuras and Kraven. Now it says it in the parasha of the Bechor, but we know that included in the parasha of Bechor is also the parasha of Maisa Behema and the parasha of the Pesach. Elo, the Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Magalakul of Bechor, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, that learned that entire parasha only talking about the Bechor, Maisa Ru Pesach, Deloi Kraven, Tmuras Aminale. What's the makar that the tmura of a Maisa Behema and the tmura of a Pesach are not karev? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the makar. It's not learned out taka from this parsha mineu. We have to work a little bit, but We have a makar. Meiser, as it relates to Meiser, Gomar Avara Avara mi Bechar. There's a Gzeres Shava Avara Avara from Bechar. Regarding Meiser Behemo, it says, the whole Masa Bokov, it's saying, Kol Ashe Yavor Tachas Hashem. Regarding Bechar, it says, Vahavarta Kol Peterechem Lashem. So you have the same exact Shoresh Avara Avara. And just like by Bechar, Ain't Moros and Kravis, so too, when it comes to Meiser Behemo, it's going to be Ain't Moros and Kravis. Well, Pesach, as it relates to Pesach, Behedyuk Sivbe. It says I'm a furish, meaning you don't have to learn it from another parsha. I can learn it mibay in that parsha. Where does it say that? Because the Torah could have said kesef. The Torah could have said regarding the carbon pesach kesef. Im kesef hu makriv es karboni v'hikriv oisa lefnei Hashem. Matam aloy mar im kesef l'rabbi says it's coming to be marba tmuras ha pesach achara pesach shatikariv shlom. That the tmura of a pesach after pesach, meaning if it's after pesach already, and you have the tmura of a pesach, taloch is it's brought in the mizbeach, but it's brought as a shlom yochel after fnei pesach. You would have thought that the tmura of a pesach even before pesach should be brought. Talmud loymar it says who in kesef who and who teaches me that the tmura of a pesach lefnei pesach is taken up brought in the mizbeach. But the bottom line is according to Rabbi Yishmael that the parsha bechar is not only a parsha bechar. It's a parsha bechar. It's a parsha of ma'aseh behema. It's a parsha of pesach. I know that the tmura of those three karbanos were not brought in the mizbeach all from the same exact place. It says haim, and from that word haim, I know that. That's according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. According to Rabbi Yishmael, mix up the names, but according to Rabbi Yishmael, that learns that the parasha of the Bechar is only talking about the Bechar. So it's only the Bechar that I know ain't murasim kraver from the word haim. How do I know it by ma'aseh behema gzereshava? Havara Havara from Bechar. How do I know it? By the Korban Pesach. Im Kesef. Who teaches me that Tmuras Pesach. Lifnei Pesach. The halacha is only the Korban itself you're allowed to put on the Mizbech. But as it relates to the Tmura, you would not be allowed to put it on the Mizbech. Either way, the Gemara now is going to do a little bit of a postscript on this daf. So let's take it back to the beginning. The Daf, and really the perek began, Kol anitonim amazbech achitzen shenosim matona achas kiper. Minayin linitonim amazbech achitzen shenosim matona achas kiper, Talmud loymar, v'dam zvachach yishofich. The Gemara asks from three different braises where we seem to use v'dam zvachach yishofich for three different halachas. I need it for shvicha shirayim. So the Gemara is true, there is a braisa that uses v'dam zvachach yishofich to teach me shvicha shirayim b'shar karbanis, but the time of this braisa holds that it's really learned out from somewhere else. I needed to teach me Zrikas Bechal Shvicha. It's true, there is a Braisa, a Rabbi Yishmael, Chatan Alibi, the Rabbi Yishmael, who learns from the Dams Vachach Yishafech, that halacha, but the Tan of our Braisa holds like Rabbi Akiva, Lo Zrika Bechal Shvicha, Lo Shvicha Bechal Zrika. I need it for the other Tan Alibi, the Rabbi Yishmael, who learned from the Dams Vachach Yishafech, that you have to do a Zrika and Akhtara Semurim by a Maisa Behemah by a Pesach. Because the Lashon Rabbim that it says by Bechar is talking about all the different types of Bechars, all the Fashidin of Bechars. It's not coming to be Marba, the Maisa Behema, and the Pesach. It's true that there is such a Shita, Shita's Rabbi Yishmael, but Artana holds like Rabbi Yisai Aglid. But this is where we're left over here. If you hold like the Tana, the Braisa, that learns from Vedam Zvachecha Yishofech, Shvicha Shirayim B'Shar Karbanis, then how do you know the halach of our Mishnah, that matona achas, but the evidence is going to be okay. If you hold like Rabbi Yishmael, that I need Vedam Zvachach Yishofich to teach me that Zrika is Bechal Shvicha, it's like a shmak away to chazer it off. Well, then how do I know Zrika achas? Or if I hold like Rabbi Yishmael, that holds from Vedam Zvachach Yishofich, I know that there's a din Zrika when it comes to Bechar, Meiser and Pesach, right? The Meiser and Pesach component of the Bechar Meiser and Pesach. Well, then again, how do I know? Zrika Achas, Afreiting Gemara, V'chol Hanach Tanoi, all those Tanoim that we just chazer, the three brises, the Mafkile Lahai Dam Zvachech Yishofich L'drosha Achrino, that use Dam Zvachech Yishofich for a different drosha, Hai Kol Anitonim Amizbech Achitzoi, Shenosna Matona Achashe, Kiper Minoluhu, Agashmak Akasha, and for the Gemara, and really in order to appreciate the Gemara, Teretz, we have to learn tomorrow's daf, which obviously is not expected of us today. So Ezer Hashem will do that tomorrow. Sabri lehuke beis Hillel. They all held like Beisel. Damaru holds af chatos shenos matona achas kiper. Beisel argues with Beisham in the Mishnah in one point, right? What about the chatos that was born in the Mizbech Achitza? That's the whole machlokes. According to Beisel one, according to Beisham I two. Now, how does Beisel know one? Obviously, he knows it from somewhere. How does Beisham I know two? Obviously, he knows it from somewhere. But we're going to focus on Beisel. Beisel has a makar that the chatos only required matona achas. Those tanon were yalfi kulam chatas. They held that if it's going to be true by chatas, then it's going to be true by shar karbonis as well. That's how they know when it comes to shar karbonis, this is going to be the halacha. Exhale. So as it relates to raid, going back to what we started yesterday, and that is a little bit of Chumash Torah regarding the karbonos and the kachim of Noach. So we mentioned that Noach emerges from the teva. Vayetze Noach uvanav ishtei uneshei vanav itay. V'kala chaya, kala remes, v'kala oif. Kol roimeis ala oretz lemishpechoy seyem yotzu mina teva. And what's the first move that Noach makes? What's the first thing that he does? Vayiven Noach mizbeach l'Hashem. Vayikach mikol ha-behema ha-tohira u'mikol ha-oif ha-tohir v'yal oilus ma-mizbeach. He does a mizbeach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he takes all the kosher animals, all the kosher birds, he brings them as karbonos oila on the mizbeach. Vayorach Hashem esreach anichoyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu smelled kaviyochel the incredible smell, the reach and yichayach that emerged from these karbonos. Vayomer Hashem alibay loy oisef lekal oides o adam abavur haadam ki yetzaleva adam ramin uruv loy oisef oida hakoyes as kol chay kasher otzisi. Whatever Noach was trying to accomplish with these karbonos, he accomplished. We mentioned the third raid bite yesterday that Rami Simcha in Meshech Chachma asks a kushya nifla. And that is, it sounds like from the pasuk, Noach took from all the kosher animals, vayikach mikol ha-behema ha-tayr, and from all the kosher birds, u'mikol ha-oif ha-tahar, vayal oif lois ba-mizbeach. We know not all behemoths and not all oifes are allowed to go on the mizbeach. As it relates to behemoths, we just talked about this in the daf. It's shor oikesef oyes. As it relates to oifes, it's toirin and b'nei yoyna. How could Noach have taken from all the kosher animals and brought karbonos with them? L'chayre, you're not allowed to bring karbonos from even all kosher animals. There's very specific animals that Torah prescribes as being kosher to be brought as a carbon. Erme Simcha Kedarkoi said something classic. He said a davar nifla. He said the Medrash says in Parshas Achrimos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael that really you should have had a mitzvah to take from all the animals and bring them as karbonis. However, it would have been a big tircha. It would have been very dangerous. You would have to become hunters. You'd have to start fending and fighting for all these animals. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for that reason, when I gave the Torah, I said, I want you to take from the three animals that are the most shchich by you. Take the shor, take the kesef, take the ace. Every farm has an ox. Every farm has a sheep. Every farm has a goat. Take these three animals and bring them as karbonis. To go ahead and to try to find all these karbonis. I want you to take the karbonis from the things that are most readily available. Says Rami Simcha, you see from Chazal that be'etzem, mitzad reich lichayich of karbonis, really all kosher animals are shayich to it. No, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not being matriach you. It's going to be hard to find the other animals. Therefore, only bring a carbon from a shari kesef ayes. Said the Meshech Chachma, that's true. Once the Yidden were all over the place, living in Eretz Yisrael. However, Noach was emerging from the Teva. He had all the animals literally with him, being that he had access to all the animals. So the time of the Krah of why it's shari kesef ayes was not applicable. It's for that reason Noach was able to do what klapei shmaya galya would make sense, and that is vayikach mikol ha-behema ha-toira u'mikol ha-oif ha-tor vayal Oilois Bamizbech. I saw in the Sefer Pninim the Igrois Mishmar Alevi, which was written by the Baal Mishmar Alevi, Rav Moshe Mordechai Alevi Schulzinger, a very poshet ha'ara, but it's a very, very stark akash. It's Koshek Barzel. And that is that this Meshech Chachma, at first glance, would seem to be Geneged a Mefurish Gemar. The Gemara is a Masech Tezvachim, Daf Kuf Tezvachim Beis, and we'll see in 1 second how mefurish it is. The Gemara over there brings a Braisa, and the Braisa talks about what the halachos of Karbonos was, Ad Shaloi Hukam HaMishkan. Braisa says as follows, Tanya, Ad Shaloi Hukam HaMishkan, before the Mishkan was erected, Habameis Mutarais, one was allowed to bring a carbon on a bama. V'avoide B'pchayris, and the one that did the avoide was not the Kayhanim, It was the bechor. Va'akol k'sherim lahakrav. And you were allowed to take any animal and put it on the mizbeach and bring it as a carbon. Behema, chaya, va'oif, scharim u'nekevois, t'mimim u'balei mumim, aber tahir and avloi t'men. You just had to make sure that the animal was kosher. If the animal wasn't kosher, it wasn't going to be okay. Va'akol karvu oilois. All the karbonis were oilois. He didn't have all these different types of karbonis. Everything was an oilo. Va'oilo shekrivi yisrael ba'midbar tuna hefshev v'nituach v'nachrim v'zman hazeh resham lasis kein. And the last line of the Brice is that nachrim v'zman hazeh, they follow that same guideline that's laid out in that Brice. So the Brice says, actually, hukam ha-mishkan, the avodah was done on bamois. It was done by b'chayrois. And you were allowed to take any animal you wanted and put it on the mizbeach. The only condition is the animal had to be a kosher animal. So I'm skipping to the bottom of the yomid. Amamar, ha-kol k'sherim l'hakriv. You're allowed to take any animal, albeit a kosher animal, and put it on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, no, immediately, what's the makar? Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, to Amakra, the Pasuk says, v'ayikiven noyach mizbeach l'ashem, v'ayikach mikol ha-behem ha-toyro, u'mikol oif ha-tar, v'ayal oivois. Noyach went ahead, and he took from all the kosher animals. How could Noyach take from all the kosher animals? Freak Rav Huna. Shoyroi kesef oyeis. Rav Huna asked for me'esum chizkasha. Rav Huna. Rav Huna asked the kasha. It has to be a shorei kesef ayes. What is Noach doing that he's taking from all the behemah tahira and all the oif hatar? Zog Rav Huna, this is the makar to the halacha of the Braisa. That actually hukam mishkan, you allowed to take any kosher animals. Noach built the teva and emerged from the teva and built the mizbeach. Actually hukam mishkan. So it's pashat. As long as the animal was kosher, that in of itself was going to be okay. So Frank Rav Schlusinger, I mamish don't know how to give zechanetzah with this Mesha Chachma. I'm so troubled by it. Ramei Simcha said something beautiful. Kedarkei Bakoidesh. It's a classic Mesha Chachma. But it's Keneged and Mefurish Gemar. Rav Huna already asked Ramei Simcha's Kasha, and Luchay Rav Huna seemed to be Miyashevet. The truth is, Rav Schulzinger brings that the Hafla in Panam Yofis also asks the Mesha Chachma's Kasha, and he too says a Teretz. Not the Mesha Chachma's Teretz, but a Teretz. Truth is, Rav Schulzinger doesn't mention this, but the Hilgach Sam Sofer, and this is in the Haftorah to Parshas Vayikra, also asks the Meshech Chachmas Kasha, and he too says a Teretz. Again, a different Teretz, but he says a Teretz. The Netzivin is Hamikdavar, he also asks this Kasha, and he says a Teretz. And the Kasha is what's going on over here. It's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says that Noach was allowed to bring from all kosher animals, because it was Adshalai Hukam HaMishkan. You come to the Shabbos table, you say a geshmak shtukl Torah, you say a raid bite, it all sounds good. But l'chayr, it would seem to be dead on arrival. It's mamish and amiratzah shtukl Torah at first glance. It seems to be geneged on mefurish gemara and mesech tezvachim, daf kuf tezvav on mebeis, mitzvah liyashiv. So it says Reb Schulzinger, kidarkoi, a dover nifla, very glat, very simple, and l'chura very emes. And that is, the Gemara in Tzvachim Kuf Tes Vavam Beis Taka brings a brisa. Actually, hukam ha-mishkan ha-bomis mutarois va'voide b'pchayrois va'kol k'sherim la-hakriv, as long as it's going to be a kosher animal. And Rav Huna Taka says that the makar to this is Noach. That from the fact that Noach built him his bech and he brought from all the kosher animals, you see that when it comes to a bomo, actually hukam ha-mishkan, you're allowed to bring any animal that you want. But this Gemara right here presupposes clearly that when Noach built the Mizbeach, he built the bum. And when Noach brought karbonos, the karbonos that he brought followed the Shulchan Aruch of how you're supposed to bring karbonos on a bum. Oh, when it comes to bringing a carbon on a bum, you can bring from any carbon. That's why Noach was able to bring from every carbon. And by the way, that is even the makar that you can bring from any kosher animal from the fact that that's what Noach did. But it's not so posh, it says Rav Schulzinger and Chazal, that Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem was just an ordinary bama. The Medrash in Parshas Noach, and this is in Lamed Vav, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer Al Mizbeach Hagodol Shebi Yerushalayim. You want to know where Noach built his Mizbeach? He built it on the Mizbeach HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim. Shesham Hikriv Adam Arishan. Because it's there that Adam Arishan went and Adam Arishan brought his karbanis. Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem was where? It was by the Mizbeach HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim. So first things first, it was in Yerushalayim. And second thing second, it was not just a Mizbeach, but it was the Mizbeach HaGadol. It's also a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer is In Perichov Gimel, just to read one excerpt. Yoshav Noach, v'dorash b'libay. Noach emerges from the teva. He sat down and he started darshening in his heart. V'omar, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hat hitzilani mimei ha-mabel. Devish to save me from the mabel. V'hitziyani min ha-maskerahu. And he also took me out of this 12-month incarceration of being in the teva. V'eini chayev la-hakrev l'fon of karbon v'ilois. But I don't have an obligation to be makre toiv, to bring karbonis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can't be. Miyad hevi Noach mimim behema toira. Immediately Noach went and he took from the min of behema tahira, this is interesting. Shor v'kesef ve'ez u'mimin oif tar tayrim u'bnei yayna. We can make believe we didn't just read that. We need the next line. U'bana es hamizbeach harishoy, and he built the mizbeach harishoy and she'ekrivu all of oivos kai v'hevel. And he went ahead and he built the mizbeach. Which mizbeach? The same mizbeach that Cain v'Hevel had gone and once built. The hikriv oilos arba, and he brought four oilos shenemer vayiven noyach mizbeach l'Hashem. This is not just any mizbeach. He rebuilds the mizbeach in Yerushalayim where Cain v'Hevel went and brought their karbanos. The Bereishis Rabbah and the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer both say that vayiven noyach mizbeach wasn't an ordinary bama. Wasn't just build a mizbeach like was popular at the day and go ahead and bring karbanos. It was the mizbeach of Adam Arishan, that's the lashon of the Medrash Rabbah. The mizbeach of Cain v'Hevel, that's the lashon of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. And the mizbeach was brought in Yerushalayim. Truth is, this is the Rambam that we spoke about yesterday, where the Rambam says in Hilchas Beis Abchira, Perek Beis Alocha Beis, Umisoyrus Beyad Akoy, Shamokim Shabano Dovid Ushloim Amizbech Begurin Arabnu, who Amokim Shabano by Avram Amizbech Ogad Olav Yitzchok, Vu Amokim Shabano by Noyach, Kishayotso Min Hateva, Vu Amizbeach, Shehikriv Olav Kayin Vehevel. Uboy hikriv adam arishan kishenivra korban umisham nivra. The Rambam brings these chazals. He brings the Bereishis Rabbah. He brings the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. That again, Tzim Tzveit Mol says that when Noach went ahead and Noach built his mizbeach, not his teva, his mizbeach, he wasn't just building an ordinary mizbeach, but rather the mizbeach that Noach was going and that Noach was building was a mizbeach with the hey idea. It was the mizbeach that Adam and Rishon had brought his karbanos on. It was the mizbeach that Cain v'Hevel had brought their karbanos on. And it was in the makom that one day the mizbeach would be Yerushalayim. And the way the Rambam says it, mamish in the makom ha-mizbeach, it was in the place of Kedusha. In other words, says Rav Schulzinger, according to these chazals, the mizbeach was literally in the makom ha-mikdash. Lefi zeh, it's yitochen, said Rav Schulzinger, to say that if Noach built his mizbeach mamish in the makom ha-mikdash, then it could be that Shulchan Aruch and the halachas that governed the hakrovas hakarbonos of Noach was not the halachos of Bama, but rather it was the halachos of Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash. If Chazal are making such a big deal about the fact that this is the Mizbeach HaGadol, Shebi Yerushalayim, then it's Yitoch, it's not Muchach, it's a leap of faith, right? Just have to be a little briskish here. It's not muchach, but it's very, very yitochin and mistaber. It seems very reasonable that if that's the mizbeach and that's the mokim of the mizbeach, then the Shulchan Aruch that would govern this hakrova would have to be that Shulchan Aruch as well. And if that's the case, said Rav Schulzinger, it sounds a little bit like there's a machloikis tana. It sounds like this taka machloikis. What was the mizbeach that Noach had gone ahead and Noach had built? The Braisa in Zvachim Kuf Tes Vav in the days that says, actually, Hukam HaMishkan, you're allowed to bring from all different types of kosher animals. And Rav Huna said, what's the Makar? The Makar is Noach. Well, if that's the case, so what emerges is, if this Parsha is the Melamed to Hilchas Bamas, so obviously, Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem is Merneta Bama. That's obviously what it is. And if that's the case, then the Shulchan Aruch, the Hilchis Kachim, the Teres Kayanim, that governed that Hakrava, or those Hakravos, were the Shulchan Aruch of the Bamas. Whereas Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov in the Bereishis Rabbah in Parshas Noach, and Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkinus in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer Perichov Gimel, and the way the Rambam stells it avek, the Doiros in Perek Beis Hilchas Beis Abchira, that holds it was the Mizbeach HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim, said there already it's Yitochin and it's Mistaber, that it was governed not by the laws of Bamos, but rather it's Mistaber and it's Yitochin that it was governed instead by the laws of the way a carbon is supposed to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. If it's governed by the way it's supposed to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, well then again,
Then you have a kasha. Then you have a Meir Simchas kasha. Then you have the Aflos kasha. Then you have the Hilchos Chasam Sofer's kasha. Then you have the Netziv's kasha. What happened to Shorei Kesef? Oh, yes. You're going to tell me it's a bummer? That's true for everyone, actually, who come on Mishkan. But this is like a Hayra. Sure, this is different. This is the Mizbeach HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim. And if that's the case, it has to be a Shorei Kesef. Oh, yes. If it has to be a Shorei Kesef, oh, yes, what's going on over here? Says Ramei Simcha Kedarkoi, and the Haflo Kedarkoi, and the Chasam Sofer Kedarkoi, and the Netziv Kedarkoi. But the bottom line is, you have to say that the Gedolei Achronim saw here a Machloikis Tanoim in terms of determining and trying to figure out exactly what was going on, and it's based on the other sheet. You're right, it doesn't stem with Zvachim Kuf Tezvav Amabes, but it stems with Bereshis Rabba, and it stems with Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer, and it stems with the Rambam and Perek Beis Hilchos Beis Abchira, and all that raid is going on that side, that this isn't just any ordinary bum and any ordinary Mizbeach, but rather this is the Mizbeach HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim, and as a result, leap of faith, again, it's not Muchach, but leap of faith, it's being governed by the laws of Mikdash, and if it's being governed by the laws of Mikdash, it's very mistaber that this is the way that this all played itself out. There's a sefer called Meshech Chachma HaSholim. I believe it's only out on Bereshis and Shemois, but it's Meshech Chachma HaSholim. It's written by a tremendous guy in Reb Shmuel Chaim Damv. And the Yoidei Dover of the Meshech Chachma, big chassidim of the sefer. But in the Meshech Chachma HaSholim, on this Meshech Chachma, so he brings this piece from Rav Schulzinger, and then he says that I want to be Moisef one Neufach. Maybe you can be Moisef something very beautiful. And that is, there's a Medrash, and this Medrash is in Parshas Bamidbar. The Medrash over there says, well, there's a Medrash, and this Medrash is in Parshas Noach. The Medrash says as follows: Omer Rav Huna Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Benoisha Rabbi Yose Aglili. This is a third Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Huna, interesting, said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer Benoisha Rabbi Yose Aglili. Noach Kishahu Yotzem in Ateva. Noach, when he left the Teva, he kishay Ari v'Shibroi. Ari, a lion came v'Shibroi, and he broke his. He injured him. And as a result, when it came time to bring the karbanas, he couldn't bring the karbanas. The reason he couldn't bring the karbanas is because it was a balmum. The hikriv shame benoy tachtav. So instead of him bringing the karbanas, his son shame, umalki tzedek melech shalim, right, he goes ahead and he's the one that does the avodah. So the Medrash says in Parshas Noach that Noach, because he was famously injured by the Ari, so he couldn't do the avodah himself. Instead of him doing the avodah, his son shame ends up doing the avodah. Frey, the Baal, Meshech Chachma HaSholem. There's another Medrash. This one is in Parshas Bamidbar. Going to read the Medrash. V'teidu l'chosha hayu ha-becheiris makrivim adshalei amat shiftei shalevi. I'll prove to you that the becheiris were the ones that used to do the avodah before Shevet Levi. Tul mitchilas priyasa shalevi. Go back to the beginning of time. Adam arishin hayu becheiris shalevi. Adam arishin was the becheir of the world. V'kivet shakir of karbonoi. As soon as he brought his karbonoi. Shenemar v'sitev l'Hashem yishar par makrim mafris. Ovash bigdei kuna gadoilo. He wore the begodim of the Kohen Gadol. Shenemar v'yasa Hashem alukim l'adam u'l'ishnei kosnos. Big day shevach hayu. They were big day shevach. V'hayu ha-becheiris mishtamshim behem. And the becheiris used to wear these big day kohuna. Kivin shemes Adam, when Adam Arishan died, masron l'sheis. He gave it over to his son Sheis. Sheis, masron l'misu shelach. Kivin shemes misu shelach, masron l'noyach. Noyach the hikruv carb, and then Noyach got up and he brought a carbon. Shenemar vayikach mikol abehema atayir of a goy. Meis Noyach when Noyach died, then and only then masron l'sheis. Goes on. But it's mefurish in this medrash. Amad Noach, the hikriv carbon. Noach was the one that brought the carbon. And only afterwards, and before Noach died, so one of his last things he did in his final will and testament, he tells Shem that even though Yefes is the Bechar, you're going to be the Bechar, you're going to be the one that's going to go ahead and do the avodah. But in this medrash, it's mefurish that who's doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? It's, or when Noach is bringing his karbanas, it's Noach that's doing the avodah. Freit the Baal Meshech Chachma HaSholem. L'chor, there's a stira in these two chazals. Noach in Bereshis Rabba Parshas Noach is a Baal Mum because of his encounter with the lion, and as a result, he can't even bring the karbanas. And you know who brought the karbanas in our pasuk? It's Shem ben Noach that brought the karbanas. Yet over here in Bamidbar Rabba, Noach is the one. Oh my Noach, he put on these big day kohuna, and he does, and afterwards he gives it to Shem, and Shem is the one that's going to start bringing karbanas. L'chor, we have a stira. That according to what Rav Schulzinger said, and l'chayr it's almost muchach that way, that you have these two approaches that Chazal took in terms of understanding what Shulchan Aruch governed this
avoida and this hakrova of Noach, it's mamish betufta. If you hold that Noach's karbonos were bamois digger karbonos, so then the fact that Noach was a balmum is not going to be a problem. You know why? Because we know that a balmum was able to be brought on a bum. It's that same brisa that we just mentioned in Zvachim Kuftes Vavim Mebeis. Now, to be clear, the brisa says that you were allowed to take an animal that was a balmum and put it on the mizbech. It doesn't say that if the one doing the avoida was a balmum, it would be okay. But all the achreidim speak out that we're makish the karev to the makrev in kachem, and if the karev could be a balmum, then the makrev could also be a balmum. So if it was a krav of a bummer, then Noach, even though he's a balmum, it would be okay. You would have to say that Noach wasn't a mechusar aver when it was hikishoy ari. But as long as he wasn't a mechusar aver, even though he's a balmum, it's going to be okay. Whereas the Medrash that says that Noach was not able to do the avoida, he had to give it over to shame. Why? Because he was a balmum. That's going aliba the Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. That's going aliba the Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer. So Rebbe Eliezer ben Noach Rebbe Yossi Aglili holds like Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, who holds like Rebbe Eliezer ben Horkin, is all the Rebbe Eliezers. They all hold the same thing, that the hakrava of Noach was a hakrava of Mikdash. Why? Because it was on the Mokum HaMizbeach, and it was in Yerushalayim. It was on the Mizbeach HaGadol. It was the Mizbeach of Adam Rishon of Kain VeHevel. And Lefizeh, everything is going to be okay. The bottom line is, L'chura, where Rav Schulzinger and the Baal Meshech Chochma HaSholim are telling us, is that inasmuch as that there seems to be a Mefurish Gemara in Zvachim Kuftes Zvavam Mevreis, that Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem was a bummer, and the reason he was able to bring Mikol HaBehema HaTahira is based on the fact that because on a bummer you can bring Mikol HaBehema HaTahira. But really, not everybody agrees this way. We have the Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov in Bereishis Rabbah. We have the Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer. We have Rebbe Eliezer ben Noach of Yosei Aglili, who says that Noach was a balmum, and as a result, he couldn't do the avoidah. This is a krav of a bummer. Who cares that he's a balmum? L'chari, that doesn't seem to be an issue. Must be they all hold it was a krav as mikdash. If it's a krav as mikdash, now we're ready. Now, why was Noach able to bring from all the different karbanas? For that, we have the Meshech Chochma, the Hafla, the Chassam Sofer, the Netziv. That's pshat in their kasha. They were all asking it according to their chazal. Emma says, after you hear the Shtikl Torah, I think it's kedai to read this Meshech Chochma again inside. It's just every word in Meshech Chochma. It's incredible. Let's read it. Dibra Maschel Vayive Noach Mizbech. Says Rameh Simcha, Amru B'Medrash Rabbah. What's this Medrash Rabbah? It's on the bottom, footnote 1. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Al Mizbeach HaGadol Sheb Yerushalayim, Shosham Hikir Vadam Arishon. Rameh Simcha starts with the Medrash Rabbah. Omru b'Medrash Rabbah, B'Mizbeach HaGadol B'Yerushalayim. Yitochein Lefizeh. We used that word Yitochein 5 times. It was Rameh Simcha's word. I plagiarized it. Yitochein Lefizeh. It's Yitochein. Not muchach, but it's yitochein lefizeh. Dekan hoyedin k'dushas beis hamikdash. That if it was on the mizbeach hagadol b'Yerushalayim, it's yitochein that it had a din of k'dushas beis hamikdash. Umishum zeh, and it's for that reason. Afal gaf de'ein mizbeach b'bama. Even though for a bama you don't need to build a mizbeach. Mishne zvachim kufyud beis and kufyud gimel amad alf. You think Rameh Simcha knew the brisa in Zvachim Kuf Tezvav? He quotes Kuf Yud Beis and Kuf Yud Gibel in this shtickle. The Ein Reach Nichayach Bebama. And the Mishnah over there says that the concept of Reach Nichayach did not exist when a carbon was brought on a bama. But Hoyakam is Beach. Here Noach built the Mizbeach. V'reach nichayach. And the Torah says, V'yorach Hashem is reach nichayach. Rameh Simcha is answering two great sakashas. Why Noach have to build a Mizbeach? A Bama doesn't have to be a Mizbeach. And V'yorach Hashem is reach nichayach. It's a Mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein reach nichayach b'Bama. So what's going on over here? V'kum tarayna reach nichayach. The Torah says, because Omru b'Medrash Rabbah, b'Mizbeach HaGadol b'Yerushalayim. And Yitochein, Lefizeh, Dekan Hoyedin K'dushas Beis HaMikdash. Rameh Simcha goes weiter. The Noach was a Kohen. Noach was a Kohen. How do you know Noach was a Kohen? So this is footnote number 4. Mekoyroi b'bamidbar rabbah, l'mamidbar dalet hey. What does it say? It says that Noach was a Bechor, but lovash big day kohuna. So you see that on some level, according to that medrash, he was a Kohen. That's why, says Rameh Simcha, v'rak halah haya oisa. It says, v'ya'al oilois b'mizbeach, d'lozeh b'ya Kohen. For that, you need a Kohen. B'chein koso v'ya'al oilois b'mizbeach. How come it doesn't say v'yishchat Noach? Because Noach gave the shchita over to someone else. Maybe his kids did it. He didn't have to do it, because shchit is ksheira bizarre. But it's the halah that requires kahuna, and that's why the Torah emphasizes dafka, vayal Oilois b'mizbech, says Ramei Simcha. So again, the Medrash says that where did this take place? In the Mizbech HaGadol b'Yerushalayim. And it's Yitochen l'fizeh dekan ho'yedin k'dushas beis hamikdash. And that's why there was a Mizbech. And that's why there's Reach Nichayach. And that's why Chazal say Noyach HaYukai. Right, just to bring out the point a little bit better. On Bamois, a Bechor used to do the Avodah. It was Davka. In the Beis HaMikdash, he had to be a Kohen. That's why Chazal say, Lovash Big Dekuna, because his akrova that was being done was taka being done by Torah's Kohen. And that's why the Torah emphasizes Vayal Oilois Bamizbeach. Why Vayal Oilois Bamizbeach? It's because the Shechita was taka Ksher Bazar. The only thing that needs him is the Halah. It's that part of the Karman that requires Kohen. So says Ramei Simcha, now that I gave you a whole Akdama, that what's going on over here is an akrov of mikdash. So says Ramei Simcha, Mash, he can be called Achai of Oiv. So why did he bring from all the Chai and the Oiv? Who can make Jerusalem? Lo yitrachti olecha lahavim in amidbar. Rak boku b'tzayim shem b'shuscha. V'zeh atam shenes Achai of Oiv la'akrov. K'dei shalim sa adam nafshu lo tzitzai lahavi. L'kar bin mi midbar min arayt. V'zeh b'noyach. Shaya kulam etzloi v'tachas yodoi. Hayamakum mi kulam v'nachem. It's poshus for Ramei Simcha. Say, read the Ramei Simcha. It's part of the doctor. He's going mefurish according to that Medrash Rabbah. He's going according to that tzad. According to the tzad that when Noach built was a mizbeach in the Makom HaMikdash, it's Yitochen and went with the Mahalach of Mikdash. If he went with the Mahalach of Mikdash, Freik Ramei Simcha at the end of the shtickle. This is after he makes everything work. So now he says, I have one problem. It doesn't make sense how you could bring. The kasha is, it's a mefurish gemara, it's Rav Huna's kasha. Yeah, that is Rav Huna's kasha. Rav Huna's going that it was akrav of Obama. Akrav of Obama, there's no kasha. Ramei Simcha's asking on the medrash. He didn't start with Isa bezvachim kuftez vavam ebeis. He starts Isa bemedrash rabba. Loite gebreisen zvachim kuftez vavam ebeis. Of course, the kasha doesn't start. The kasha is a toys. It's a terrible, terrible toys, the kasha. The kasha is according to the British rabbi. You have to know how to ask the kasha, how to say over Ramei Simcha. Very least, we should say it the way Rav Meir Simcha says it. But either way, this is the rest of the story to this Mesha Chachma. Be'ez Hashem, we'll revisit this.